Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network.
This is the Ron Edmondson Leadership Podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Ron Edmondson Leadership Podcast hosted by Lifeway. Ron's mission is to help church leaders become better leaders. I'm your host, Chandler Vinoy, and Ron, in this episode, you're arguing that solving a problem in leadership is often a matter of perspective. So tell us what you mean with that.
Well, Chandler, some days leaders feel as though all we do is address problems. I know it just seems like my office is a revolving door of one problem after another problem. As we record this, I just left a meeting with another pastor who is actually senior to me. He's been doing it longer than I have, and he said the same thing. His son is like my son. They're both pastors. And his son just became a new pastor, senior pastor. And he called him the other day and he said, Dad, this is hard. He said, yeah, it is. It really is. Because some days it just seems like you're always dealing with problems. Mm-hmm. And so if you're a leader, you've certainly experienced that at any level of leadership. But the reason it is because fixing a problem or addressing a problem doesn't always solve the problem, at least not in other people's minds. That's kind of what we're talking about. Solving a problem is often a matter of perspective. So I have a humorous story to illustrate this principle. When our boys were little, we used to love to take weekend trips and go different places. And one of our favorite places to go was Chicago, mainly because of baseball. And there was a restaurant there that we could only eat at in Chicago. And so we would always try to go to this one restaurant. So we get set up and we're ordering a nice meal, and one of our sons orders milk. And I don't know why, because he's like, you know, he's late elementary or something at that point.
Just gotta get a glass of milk.
What do you want milk for? You know, we're not even having cookies. Anyway, he ordered milk. Well, when his milk came, it had a fly floating in the top of his milk. Like, just, it was dead, but there was this fly in the top of his milk. So we called, I think he was about 10 years old at the time. So we called the waiter over and we just said, hey, I'm sorry, there's a fly. You know, we pointed it out to him. Well, he just grabbed a spoon off of the table and scooped the fly out and put it on a napkin next to the, and he walked away. And we just kind of looked like, what just happened here, you know? But he solved the problem, right? I mean, we had a fly in the milk. He took the fly out. What's the problem? So from his perspective, the problem was solved, and we could go on with our meal like nothing happened. And, you know, that story has remained funny to us. We didn't do anything about it, to be honest. It was just so funny. We didn't know how to respond. Like,
he just drank water for the meal, not his milk.
Yeah. He didn't have any more milk.
Yeah.
Thankfully, the waiter didn't come back and say, you didn't like your milk. But so we just left it alone and just made it a family memory, you know. But that silly story reminds me as a leader that solving a problem in leadership is often a matter of perspective. You know, your perspective, my perspective may be completely different of whether we solved the problem.
Yeah. So for somebody listening, they go, you know, I've solved a problem before in my mind. And then I realized, you know, that person who left my office left disappointed or felt
That's
like
right.
I didn't hear them. So what are maybe some principles that you can share about how to get that perspective and actually solve the problem?
So I'll share three of them. First, as a leader, whether or not the problem is solved is again based on my perspective, I've got to take in their personal interests or desires and their emotions they bring to the table. I just have to realize, and this is a principle that's even bigger than this, is other people matter. I don't know who said that first. but they're different from me. So their perceptions are different from me. They're the way they what they think is solving the problem is probably different from my perception. The same as the fly was no longer there, from their perception it was solved, but from my perception, I wasn't the leader in that situation. It was not. So that's the first one. I would say the second one is I got to be conscious of the fact that I may not solve everyone's problems. Mm. I mean, I may not. So they're going to come at it from a different angle. So I may not solve the problem for them ever. You know, this gets into worship battles that we have in churches. And someone comes to you as a pastor and says, I don't like that style of music. And you're like, well, okay, I get that. So you try some different things. The only way you may solve it in their mind is if you completely change your style of worship, and you may not be willing to do that. And so you will never solve their problem. We say all the time in leadership, every decision impacts people in a different way. And so some are going to agree, some are going to disagree. So you just have to realize you may not be able to make them happy because you may never solve their problem for them.
Mm, yeah. You know, I'll just quickly add, I think former Lifeway Vice President Eric Geiger, he used to say, and I think he took it from somebody else as well, but if you want to make everybody happy, don't be a leader. Go sell ice cream.
Yeah. I've heard him say that, and I love that saying. I've actually used it, and I've told him I've used it and not given him credit for it.
Well, we should just attribute it to you then, as Ron Edmondson says.
Ron Edmondson said that.
Exactly. What about the third one, Ron?
The third one is, and it may be the most important one, is I should always attempt to understand the real problem. What is the real problem from the other person's perspective? And you know, that's asking good questions, repeating back what I heard. It's all the principles of good leadership. If the waiter in the case of the funny story had said, do you want a new glass or should I just scoop out the fly? You know, we would have answered him how we would have fixed the problem, and he could have solved that. He could have gone and got a new glass of milk. He didn't follow through with any question. He just solved it from his perspective. So as a good leader, ask good questions. Make sure you understand, okay, from your perspective, what's the real problem here? That's a great question, just to set up the scenario and then let them give you the scenario. You still may not be able to solve it, but at least you know what they're identifying as the real problem.
Solving a problem in leadership is often a matter of perspective. Thanks, Ron.
Yes.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
If you're enjoying these episodes, please help us continue providing them by liking, sharing, reviewing, subscribing, and just let others know about the podcast and share it with them if you think it could be helpful. And we'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Ron Edmondson Leadership Podcast. For more information about Ron, check out ronedmondson.com. For more leadership resources from Lifeway, check out leadership.lifeway.com.